What's up, world? This is D Hall here, one half of OST 24/7. I'm back with another episode of the What the Hoops podcast. Lucky episode number 20. Man, 20 episodes. And I got a special guest. This is my guy. And I'm gonna let you introduce yourself. Go ahead.
Yo, what's going on? My name is Paul Jones. I'm from the 757, you know, South Virginia. And yeah.
Man, Paul, thank you. First of all, I just want to say thank you for sitting down. Been trying to do this with you for a while now. You a busy man, you know. It's hard to catch up with you, man. It's hard to catch up with you.
Nah, that'd be you.
But no, like I said, Paul, I really appreciate you coming on the pod, and it means a lot. And yeah, we just, you know, just gonna have a quick, you know, conversation
like
we normally do. So we'll kick it off. So just tell me where you're from, man, and we'll start it there.
Oh, I'm from Virginia, from the 757. Y'all know where that is, Suffolk. And, you know, I just grew up playing at the Y. I started at the Y when I was like 6, 7. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just kept playing in the Y leagues. And then told my mom, I was like, hey, like, I think I'm good enough to play in the AAU league.
Right,
so I was like, you know, why not? Like,
right.
She paid the money, played in my first AAU tournament. You know, I enjoyed it and just kept going up from there. I just stayed in AAU and then just kept going up.
And, you know, like, so starting out playing, you know, young, and just talk about the Virginia scene in the landscape of high school basketball. Just talk about how it was playing in Virginia prior to coming to
High school?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I bet. Virginia basketball, public school basketball, it's kind of, I would say it's not bad basketball, but I just feel like my talents were, you know, a little bit, you know, over. I feel like I could take my talents elsewhere and be better.
Right.
Like I said, and the exposure down there, you know, it's good when you go to some schools. Like, Paul the Six is a good one. But, you know, like, where I'm from, it's not like the 757 really don't got that much exposure for real.
So that's just, like, the outside of the DMV.
But, yeah, that's, like, more like the low D1s.
Right.
We got some high major kids there, don't get me wrong. But, you know, you just got to get yourself out there. So I just decided to make the move here. And then it's been great.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at the end of the day, it just comes down to if you really want it. Like,
true.
You know,
true.
It's a sacrifice that you got to take. I will say I do miss a lot of stuff back at home. But, you know, you already know how that goes.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I do say I miss a lot of stuff down there. But down here, you know, it's a sacrifice. And I enjoy it here.
Right.
Basketball-wise.
And then talk about where you kind of played up until making the transition to here.
So I played for Churchland High School. I played it's in Portsmouth, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I played there for my 10th grade year and 11th grade year. Did what I had to do. Shout out my man Funk. The reason why we here, had to shout my man Funk out.
There we go.
Yeah, I had a he was almost at every game, you know, recording. And after that, he just got me all the film, you know, me being persistent, just asking. He was sending them, so, you know. And then my man Jalen, my trainer, shout out him too. He came up here and told Coach Wright, like, look, I got a kid, you know, showed him videos, and then Coach Wright was just, you know, just let me come up here for a workout. And then after that, you know, just all started from there. So,
because a funny backstory on that, I saw you come in. I'm like, man, who is this dude? I was like, who is this dude here?
Yeah.
You know, coming here. Because like we joked about earlier off the record, I was like, I didn't know what hand you shot with at first.
Yeah.
Just because of the way you're formed. But I love and respect your game. And before we get off the Virginia high school topic, describe the style of basketball in Virginia, because that's one thing we always say is nowadays, if you go to like a EYBL or three-stripe BB, you don't even really have to look at the team, but just the way certain players play, you could kind of tell like what area from the United States that they're from. So just to describe Virginia basketball or like a Virginia type player.
Yeah, I say it's a hard one. I ain't gonna lie. it's hard. But I say, you know, we're tough, you know, we're really good scorers. I say our offense, you know, overshines our defense for sure, but you know, that's pretty much all I got to say. We're a better offensive group than, you know, the average states and stuff like that. I really think DMV and 757, you know, that area, you know, is like probably the best offensive.
That's what we say, because we always talk about it too. Is like, you can, because you kind of know what you're getting with the up northern guys.
Yeah.
And then you kind of know you're getting those toughness with the Midwest guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Cali, that's more the not so, I ain't gonna say not so tough, but, you know,
yeah,
you can, like, push them around a little bit because their game's a little bit smoother, but they don't, not built really built on that toughness.
Yeah.
And then you got like Texas and Georgia and Florida where they're like the athletes, but
mm-hmm.
it's like a mixed bag of everything,
yeah,
a little
sure,
bit
yeah.
of everything. So, yeah, you know, and the DMV area has been, you know, has produced a lot of talent recent in that DMV area. And so then, you know, talk about your transition to for your senior year and transition into that.
So I say it was right before my last playoff game at my old school. Mm-hmm. This was a week before the playoff game. I came up here, came on a visit and everything, you know, worked out everything. He said he's going to be in touch. And Coach Wright, actually, he told my –
And for those that don't know, what school are we talking about?
Churchland High School.
But I'm saying, but school you transferred to.
Oh, Combine Academy.
There we go. Yes, sir.
Yep. Yeah, so when I made – it was a week prior before the playoff game. You know, I came up here, worked out at Combine Academy, and then after that I went back home, played the playoff game. You know, we unfortunately lost. So after that it's just been – I was just working out, you know, cut a few ties. But at the end of the day, you know, just stayed with my man Jalen, just kept hooping.
Yep, yep.
And after that – Coach Wright gave us that call. We came up here one time for an AAU tournament with Combine AAU.
I remember.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that day.
And I just, that's when I went.
And funny thing, funny joke, shout out to Trent Flowers. We was calling you the Trent Flowers replacement.
Yep.
We was saying the Spider-Man meme, you know, when they were pointing each other in the Spider-Man meme. That's what he kept saying. We kept calling you the Trent Flowers replacement.
Yeah.
But no, like I said, I've grown over the last couple months to really admire your game, especially since you've been here. At Combine, and I always love it because I love that you're a tough, I say a difficult shot maker, because sometimes you're like, wait, what? But then you realize that's in your bag, and that's how you, you know, you've trained it that way to be able to knock down those tough shots, and you're not afraid to guard 90 feet, because like I said, sometimes you was like, man, I'd be so tired because I'd be having to guard 90 feet, like right when they take the ball out, I'm, you know, on the go and playing defense.
Yeah, and that's and, crazy.
And then, like I said, talk about your senior experience at Combine.
Yeah, it was it's cool, you know, coming to Combine, you know, just it's a different look at everything. So, you know, got the public school and everything, you know, got everybody walking around, you know, saying, you know, what's good and stuff like that. Here it's like when you first come here, you got international kids. Like I've never seen anybody outside of the country before. So me coming here is like
being able to experience
different stuff, and you know, got other people speaking different languages, you know, I picked up on some of that. So I didn't like little stuff. But yeah. It's been a fun experience, I'll say.
And then, you know, kind of talk about, you know, you guys playing at OTE, getting a chance to experience that league. Talk about personally how that was.
Yeah, I personally loved it because, you know, I say, you know, it's definitely real basketball, but, you know, you got a lot of cameras around and stuff like that, and that's kind of what I do. Like, I was doing TikTok and stuff before I even came to Combine, so, you know.
And I'm glad you brought that up because that's going to be another good topic that we're going to bring up later, but go ahead.
Yep. But like I said, I really enjoyed it. You know, it gave you the pro experience of being like that pro. So now it's like I know like what to do. And then OTE people, like all the OTE people, like bro, they're important people. So it's like have them connections and everything
That's
like
true.
That.
You never know. Yeah,
you never know. So like I said, I just wanted you know perform the best I could. You know, try to win the championship, play my best basketball. You know, keep those connections. You know. Just keep my name in the building, not be just somebody just come in there and just leave for all the gear and stuff.
For all the gear and stuff. And then, like I said, you guys got to travel, got to go to New York, got to go to Arizona. Talk about those experiences.
It was great, especially because they was free.
we will say that for another time, too, but I hear you. But go ahead.
It gave you that pro experience because, like, man, you ain't have to pay for none, the food, you know, you didn't have to pay for none. The food was free. Travel was free. Everything was just free. So it gave you that pro experience, you know, just traveling around, you know, and just doing your job. Yep. It was like maintaining a job. So
it was. Yeah, y'all were back and forth between Atlanta more than I was. You know, y'all kept about felt like at
you
least
from Atlanta,
about,
so,
about twice a week. It felt like y'all was up and back and forth between Atlanta.
We stayed in there for, man, we went up there for a day and came back for Hoopsgiving. That's Combine Academy. Yep. Then we come right back the next day for for a Combine game, then 2 days later, go right back to Atlanta, then stay in there for like 4 days and then come back. It was a crazy schedule, but I'm glad I got to do it, though.
Got to do it. Yep. And like I said, as you kind of, you know, wrapped up, as the season kind of wrapped up and you started to transition into looking towards college, and then just talk about how that experience was for you, too. Kind of like, you know, you had went through a commitment, then kind of decommitted, and then you had to kind of, you know, look for other opportunities elsewhere. Kind of talk about that experience.
I say when I first had, you know, went on a Hofstra visit, I went on an Ohio visit first, and, you know, I wasn't planning on, you know, committing on a visit or anything like that, you know, visit, you know, take my time. But Hofstra was, you know, a good place and everything, so I thought, you know, that would be a good fit for me. But at the time, just thinking, you know, I was like, let me reopen my recruitment again. So it's like, as soon as I did that, you know, coaches were texting me and stuff like that. But then, you know, the two-time transfer portal thing, yeah, and that just messed up everything. Yeah. So I didn't really hear from coaches for a while. But at the then Winthrop came up. Then because we was what was it called? It was like an open workout we had. It was an open workout, and then Winthrop actually came by to see me, and I was just, you know, I was decided because no coach was really looking at me at the time. So
thought you was out of sight, out of mind. Yeah,
yeah, but I knew I was going somewhere though, because you know, Coach Wright on my side, Jalen, all them. But you know, me personally, I just know I'm going somewhere. But like I said, yeah, Winthrop came in to see me, and then just played my best basketball, tried to put my best foot forward, and they really liked me, so they offered me, you know, set up visit dates, and I went on a visit and just committed on a visit because, you know, that felt like home. When I went there, felt like home.
I like what they've been doing around there, too, around the area, especially that Rock Hill
area.
It's
a very nice area, too.
Yep.
And it's like I didn't feel pressured to commit. The coaches didn't say, hey, we're going to give you some time, like, right now to think about it and just leave the room. Like, they was like, you know, when you feel ready to call us, you know. And that's when I surprised them. Like, he pulled up they put up commitment edits. They was like, yeah, here's some cool letters, you know, in like a few days or a few weeks or whenever you want to make the decision, you know, we can send it to you in the next few weeks. I said, well, Coach, you know, you can send them over right now because, you know, I'm going to commit. And, you know, Coach Savage is ecstatic. You
I
know.
Love it. Because like you say, people don't – and that's what people want to hear because, like, with this new way of recruiting and the recruiting world is, like we were just talking about earlier, it seems like it's more about coaches can recruit, but it's really about retaining.
Yeah, for
real. Because you can – miss out on somebody, but then come back around and catch them, you know, on the back end and be like, hey, you know, well, man, let's revisit where we kind of picked up where we left off. And
yeah.
That's like the new way. And then, of course, you got the portal and the transfer portal and all of that stuff. So I always say, if you're not top 100, they're not coming to look for you regardless, respectfully, but it's just the way that the.
And that's another reason why I moved to Combine, because I knew I won't get no national exposure from where I was at first, you know, so I was like, and that's where AAU comes in, but, you know, I play for Team Loaded 757. I play for a local team, so, you know.
Right. It's different if it was the bigger brand.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, I made that move to Combine. I had no offers coming into Combine. As soon as I made that, I'm coming to Combine post. I had coaches texting me and stuff like that, you know. Ohio called me. Every coach, I shout out Coach Wright because he really put me on. Cause,
that's my guy, Coach Wright, man. Coach shout Wright. Out to Coach Mike Wright, man.
Yeah, he called me. The coaches called me and was like, yeah, you play for Coach Wright team, right? And he was like, okay, yeah. You know, I'm just going to go ahead and offer you, you know.
Right.
Because, you know, he good peoples and stuff like that. You know, they see me play. So, like I said, it's just hard work.
It is. And then, like I said, you actually got a chance to deal with the highs and the lows of that. Because I remember it was a couple of times you just looked like, man, I don't know what, you know, you didn't know what the future hold. But you had to be patient. And I think patience is a valuable lesson to learn, especially in today's age.
Yeah, most definitely.
You kind of got to know, I'm not saying you got to know where you want to go, but you got to be the highs and lows of everything. You got to deal with you got to be, maintain a certain level of consistency where it's like, I don't get too high about something.
Yeah.
I don't get too low about something. Humble. So you just got to stay humble.
Yep.
You got to stay
humble. Anything can happen, dog. Like, just like that.
Anything can happen like that. So
yeah, it's crazy.
We'll transition into let's talk about it. Let's the NIL era. Speak on that. How do you feel about it? And because you're in it, you're in the middle of it. How do you feel about it?
You know, I like it, of course, because you know I'm making some money. So you know, of course I like it. But look, I mean, you know, I do like it, but it do be messing with some people's heads, you know, with their performance and everything like that. You know, it's just
does it add extra pressure?
Not to me, to be honest.
To
you,
gotcha.
Because I was doing this like before getting paid, so I mean, I just be doing it just to do it. Like,
yeah, gotcha.
Because you know, so it don't really add no pressure to me in any way like that. You know, I'm just gonna play my basketball and just put my trust in God. So I don't really pay attention to all that. But
I know
for some people, it be messing with them, and that's why coaches. Some coaches don't like recruiting higher, like, in guys because they just think they above everybody because of a number on the screen and, you know. But, like I said.
And we'll bring up the content thing in a minute. But just talk about how it came about where you've been able to be an influencer on some things because I even helped you do an ad.
Yep.
Yeah, I helped you do an ad. So just talk about how that came about and been able to basically be some type of influencer or get a connection with a brand or, you know, you can speak on that.
Yep. So I was doing TikTok and everything like that, you know, just starting off, you know, I was making a lot of progress, just keep on posting a lot. But then after that, you know, I went to Instagram. I didn't really have a lot of Instagram followers, just people back at home and all my friends and stuff like that. So, and then like, I posted one reel and it's like, it did pretty well, you know?
Right, right.
And I looked at it, I was like, okay, you know, like it was just like, it was a random reel that mm-hmm. Jeremiah had shot mm-hmm. and it had got like 4,000 views. I was like, okay, you know, and
I found out, something here.
Yeah. And then I was just thinking one day in my room, like we going to OTE, it's known for the cameras. Like yep. they got a name. So I was like, let me try to build my name up before I play my first game in there. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, 50,000 followers later, I'm in my first game and just kept posting. I'm like, it just happened like that. So, like I said, I just be trying to, you know, influence and just do what I got to do.
Because that's dope. Because like you said, but that's how it starts.
Yeah.
You know, you never know how things happen just because, like you said, you just, you know, did something that you love. And I always loved that it was the influence that you kind of had around the campus where you kind of like, people kind of saw you doing it first. And then it's like, yeah. well, let's try to imitate what you're doing. And now a lot of content gets imitated.
Yeah.
And there's been a couple times I've seen it. I sent you a couple of videos like, hey man, it caught me in your style. So yeah, that should be an honor. You know, that's an honor for.
Yeah, I mean it is an honor. Yeah, but you know,
to be able to have your, you know, your yep. work copied and then, you know, be able yeah. to do that. And then as far as content, like what does your process go when it comes to doing that? Is it a certain where you gotta like. I got to post every day, or is it like I got to do it 3 weeks, or how does that?
Yeah, it's like with the reels and stuff like that, you know, I try to post every day because, you know, right. I enjoy making them because, you know, right. it's just like I just be seeing stuff, you know, scrolling on Twitter, see a screenshot, somebody asked a question, you know, I was like, might as well ask, you know, mm-hmm. my supporters and, you know, like what they think about it. So right. just put a little basketball video, you know, try to do something cool, you know, just spark people's interest and, you know, just try to give them something to look at on the screen.
So do you think is it because like brands kind of saw what you were doing and then they reached out to you, or did you kind of go chase them, or was it which way?
It was both actually. Mm-hmm. Like some brands, you know, like the Victory Insole brand, mm-hmm. you know, I'm doing a partnership with them, mm-hmm. you know, post a video every month. And then they actually hit me up. They follow me on Instagram and hit mm-hmm. me up. So because they saw I'm a basketball influencer and they right. normally talk about basketball influencers and how they can jump high and stuff like
product,
that. So,
had a product to influence. And
yep. So they hit me yep. up and then, you know, I just went, talked to them, you know, got a deal straight. So I'm just doing that every month. And then after that, I got a clothing brand that actually.
Well, plug it all the way.
I got a clothing brand with Amore. So, mm-hmm. you know, we just starting that. Actually, some stuff either dropping today or tomorrow. So,
tight.
And, you know, my man, my friend's dad, Mr. C, he had made me this logo right
here. Oh, I love that, Mr. C. Yep.
Mr. C, that's my guy. He clutched up with the logo. And I think him and his friend made it, so, you know.
And make sure you get that trademark. Make sure you get that trademark, yep.
Most definitely, yep.
So they can't steal it. And I love the trademark.
I got a trademark. Yeah, I
there
did.
You go.
Yeah, I do have a trademark. So,
there you know. Go. Yeah, so you can't come steal it.
Yep.
You can't come steal it. So what is it? What's the logo?
It's
I see you have a shirt on right now.
Yep, got a shirt on. P3. You know, it's like a P into
that's
a three.
That's so dope.
Yeah, so I saw this, like, because one day I just came over to his house for, like, a cookout because it was my mm-hmm. man's going away party or something back in Florida because, you know, I go to school down there. Mm-hmm. So we had went there. He's like, yeah, Paul, let me show you something. I was like, man, this ain't hard. You got to send it to me.
Exactly. And,
you know, I've been in and out. I was supposed to meet with him actually this weekend, but, you know, some stuff came up with my Instagram stuff messing uh-huh. up. So, you know, I got it all straight now. So I'm back, PRJ_LAL on the gram. So you
there
know.
You go, plug it, shameless plug.
Yeah,
I love it. I'm all for a shameless plug. I'm all. Yep. And then I see the made away. What does that? What does that mean?
Just you know, just how to you know hustle my way to the, you know the this D1 level. You know, I just like I would have never thought I would make it to like I knew I was going D1 for sure, but
right.
I thought I would never make it this way and make it you know how I just made it. Like
blessing, it's a blessing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is.
I always said I wanted to go D1. You know, but. We're down there, it's looking kind of hard, and I'm over here trying to convince my parents, you know, pulling up videos. I'm over here stressing at night, like 4 a.m., trying to get them to let me go to a different school.
Right.
You know, parents do. They don't really want you to go out.
Yeah, because they don't. Yeah, they want you to be still in arm's reach.
Yeah, but, you know, after a lot of convincing, you know,
yeah,
Jalen and
saw
everything.
The plan. It was a plan in action, and you saw the blueprint for it, and just trust I'm, you know, doing it for the right reasons is not for the wrong reasons.
Yeah,
so.
And you know, people will say, you know, Paul, you're being disrespectful to your parents and stuff like that. Right. But I was just trying to go get in.
I understand. Sometimes you got to make the sacrifices.
Yeah, you know, take a few punishments or something.
Yeah.
Like, Look where I'm at now. You know, I'm living great. So, yep. And my parents be telling me every day, you know, I'm glad that you talked me into doing this and stuff like that. Yep. So, yep. But I couldn't have done it without them, Jalen, or anybody for real.
Shout out to those. Yep. Shout out to those guys. And like I said, I wanted to say, when it comes to the content world, is there a misconception that people think just because you're doing all this, that the hard work, that you're still not, you know, working? Because they just, you know, people assume, well, if you're only just putting this stuff up for content purposes, are you really putting in the work to be better?
Yeah.
Do you do, would you, you know, kind of elaborate on that? Because, you know, it's a misconception. Everybody just automatically assumes that you guys are not putting in work, even though you're being influencers.
Yeah, I look at it like this. Like, people can say what they want, you know, talking about some, you're not putting in the work, but you looking at an 8-second clip that I work out for a whole hour and I record for 8 seconds. Like, you telling me that I just go to the gym for 8 seconds and just leave.
Right.
Like, dog, that it don't even make sense. So. Right. It don't even make sense. Right. It's crazy. So,
right.
But, you know, there'll be some days where I'll be in the gym, you know, first 30 minutes, just, you know, video after video after video.
Right.
Stuff like that. But I always get my work in. So
regardless.
Yeah, regardless. Because, you know, ain't nobody in the gym. So, I mean, might as well just do the videos and then work out, because just be chilling.
Exactly. So we'll transition into another topic I wanted to get into you. So, you know, as you kind of, you know, you made your commitment into to Winthorpe University, what are some of the things you're looking forward to as you kind of get ready to embrace your college basketball journey?
I'm just looking forward to, you know, coming in right away and making an impact.
Right.
I'll probably say that's my main focus for real, you know. But also, like, that's probably just my main focus, to be honest with you. Like, just coming in to make an impact, win a championship, and then go to the Final Four. Try to make that Final Four and then win a national championship, too. That's what I'm going for.
Just be able to shock the world.
Yep. That's what I always told coaches. Every coach that I said, so can y'all make the NCAA tournament? Every time, you know, they'd be like, yes, no. Right. Okay. Because I'm like, they'd be like, what's your main goals? I said, man, I'm just trying to win.
Exactly. Because
you win, all the individual stuff going to come if you just win. Mm-hmm. I can have 40 a game and just lose, and then they just going to go to the 20-point winner.
Right.
Or the 10-point winner. So, like I said, it is what it is. Just got to stay humble and just keep hooping.
That is the truth. And so, look, and then we kind of – I didn't get a chance to talk about it in first, but as flipping back towards your, you know, growing up in VA and things of that nature, what were some of the inspirations that you had growing up, you know, or growing up to make you, you know, want to go play basketball? And just talk about some of that. What inspired you to play, you know, basketball, or just inspired to go after whatever you wanted to go after?
I'll probably say probably like the TV and the YouTube screens for real. I just seen them doing all the crazy stuff and like that, you know. And I saw, you know, that can be a career. And I was like, that's pretty cool. You know, you don't really got to sit here and, like, work as hard. Right. Like, it's hard work, but you don't got to sit here and, like, at a desk or anything like that. So I said, that's pretty cool. And one day I just picked up a basketball. You know, I was always around the court at the Y because, you know, I always used to just chill there with my mom and stuff. And, you know, I just kept shooting the basketball, and I really enjoyed it. So I just was like, all right, might as well just keep on playing. It was fun. And then like, probably like fourth grade, I'm like, hold on now. Like, it's fun, but, you know, I'm starting
to get a little bit better than everybody. Like,
let me see, like, what I can do. And then, you know, just a lot of people telling me and my mom that, you know, you can be something special and stuff like that, you know. I was like, all right, come on, let's do it. I'm just here. So.
And then, because you referred to your parents. And just talk about some of the things that they've done to help you kind of guide you on that, you know, that narrow path and that straight and narrow path to achieve some of the things that you wanted to achieve in your life.
You know, they gave me rides everywhere and stuff like that, you know. Gave me money to eat and all that stuff, you know. They were there financially for sure, you know. So, you know, shout out to them. You know, they were definitely there financially. You know, they were there to support me, stuff like that, you know. But it came with some doubts, you know. But that's everybody, you know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's everybody, you know. Doubted me some. But, you know, they was always there, you know. But like I said, you know, I love them, so.
Tight. Shout out to you. Yeah, shout out to my people. Shout out to your parents. They always stay down for you. And we'll go ahead and got a couple more questions and we'll kind of wrap it up. So I always do a top five. I call it top five to end to round out my podcast. I always do a top five. So I need a top five. Give me your top five all time Virginia players they can be either in the NBA now or when they was in high school.
Allen Iverson.
Ooh, already. All right, so we got AI.
Let me see. I got to put my man Cam in there for sure.
Cam Thomas.
Me.
Ooh, that's okay.
Let's see who up. Durant.
KD.
It got to be Melo. Like, you know.
Got to be Melo. All right. So you're going to count. Okay. I'll let you slide with it. Now, so my last top five. Give me your top five basketball moments or, like, either you've played in a game that you can remember. It could be a performance you've done. It could be going up against a rival. Just give me your top five games that you've played in that you just was like, okay, this is like one of the best things I've ever done.
Probably my first OTE game.
Mm-hmm.
And at Combine, and then probably my first OTE game in the arena.
In the arena.
And then let me see. Probably going out my 11th grade year, my first ever game, you know, dropping 37 in my first high school game.
Varsity game?
No, my 11th grade year.
11th grade year, okay.
Yeah, like my first game of the season.
So oh, okay, gotcha.
That's what I meant to say. And then
got two more.
Let me see. I'll probably say it was at Pitt Jam where I dropped 35 in front of everybody, you know, had a whole course around me.
The hoop group, right?
Hoop group. Yeah, they always show love, so them. Probably that. And then last one, let me see. Probably what I just did today, busting everybody.
So we'll count that there. But and so, like I said, we'll wrap it up there again. Paul, man, I really appreciate it, man. I really appreciate you. And go ahead and shameless plug everything before we wrap it up. Go ahead and shameless plug. Hey,
y'all
go
follow my IG, you know, trying to hit 150K up there. So shout out my IG at PRJ_LLL.
Tight.
Yeah, stand for Paul Jones III, you feel me?
And then, my dog. That's why you always hear it. My dog.
Y'all go follow my YouTube, same thing. And then y'all go follow my Snapchat too, same thing. Yeah, we back. Not hack no more, so I'm back. We back.
Didn't want to go into that on the pod, but like you said, again, I appreciate you for sitting down with me and doing a quick pod. Like I said, I've been trying to do this for the last month now, and we finally got a chance to sit down and chop it up real fast. And I appreciate you. Thank you for being on the 20th episode, around even number of 20. We're going to keep it rock and rolling. And, Paul, we wish you the best of luck going forward in your career. You know, I'm gonna call out of nowhere. I'm gonna send you a text like, "Hey man, let me get some tickets, man. Let me get something. I want to be around. I definitely want to come to a Winthorpe game."
Yep. And also, the eagle has landed.
Oh, see, we can't talk about that. See, now.
Well, what? I just said the eagle has landed.
You're right. The eagle has landed.
Ain't nobody got to know but me and you.
Exactly. Ain't nobody girls know. So with that being said, thank you again, Paul. Man, I really appreciate you.
Yes,
and best of luck to you moving forward. You got a couple more weeks till you get ready to graduate. Then you get ready to start your journey, your college basketball journey. And, man, I wish you nothing but health, wealth, and safety of everything that you have got going for you. And, yeah, man, shout him out on all of the follow him on all his socials. And, you know, of course, follow OST 24/7. Just like they said on the wire, to get the word out. We back up. So we coming to take over some stuff. So we going to be back. And, again, we appreciate it. Any final words from you, Paul?
I'm him.
Thank you.